Back Talk on this special Sunday night. Hi, Eva.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you patiently hanging on because a lot of people want to get through, and I know you've been on the phone, but we're trying to get people on the air and still at the same time talk memories. So how about yours? Do you have some special thoughts to share with us?
Well, I have a couple, if you can listen. My favorite group of all time, believe it or not, is Glenn Miller, so I'm very glad that you're changing your format. My kids go crazy when I say that. I've been listening to KFRC for 20 years. I think I started in 1966 when I was in the sixth grade, and I had a friend named Vicky who was in the fifth grade. And we hung around together in Sacramento a lot. And in the summer of 71, Vicky and Marie and Michelle and I went nuts listening to the KFRC, blasting it from our car radio, driving all over town. I remember one day especially when we went out to Folsom Lake, and I think everybody was listening to KFRC. And my friend Vicky was wearing this hot purple bikini, and I thought I'd say that to embarrass her in front of the world, because I think of all of us, Vicky liked KFRC the best, because she now works there. Victoria Liviakis.
Yes, Victoria Liviakis. If you're going to embarrass her by actually telling that story, you've told it now. I mean, it's down, it's on tape.
It's on tape.
Yeah, we're going to play, if she didn't miss it, we're going to play it back for her many times.
Legendary, huh?
Yeah, this really is a very special place, and I'm sure Vicky, she hasn't told you, we'll tell you what it's like to be part of the station.
Well, I was wondering if she was going to continue on with your magic
system. She will be here come tomorrow for at least a while anyway, and you'll be able to hear her.
That's great.
Okay.
I would like to see her again. I haven't seen her in probably about 15 years.
Well, when I see her tomorrow morning, I'm going to tell her you called, Eva, and I'm going to tell her about the story that you passed along to everyone.
Okay, terrific.
Thanks for calling so much.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. Eva in Sacramento and over to San Francisco right now, where my old friend JPA has called us with, I'm sure, some great memories. This guy remembers everything. Hi. Jay Parker?
Hello, Duke. How you doing,
You don't forget anything. I mean, you got one of the great memories in this business.
Well, look, I'll tell you something. When I first heard of KFRC, it was because of a good friend of mine back in Missoula, Montana, where I was starting out back in 1967. Now, that was only after 1 year, after you guys got rolling with your Top 40 format. CHR.
Yeah. What the heck is that?
And I got to thank Vern Argo for turning me on to you. And so through a network of old friends and new friends, I got air checks of you back up in Missoula. And even at times, I could pick you up there. And you got to remember that we're talking about 1,000 miles.
Wow.
So I listened to you people religiously. Then I moved to Albany, Oregon, and I could pick you up almost every night without the help of a directional antenna and all this nonsense. But I just have to be a part of this evening. I don't want to get lugubrious. Look it up.
I will.
But I just have to call and be a part of your show tonight, Duke. Doggone, how many times did you call me when I was working at KYA before KYA became history, huh?
That's right. That's right. A few phone calls. In fact, before we even do anything else, before I forget to ask you this, my producer, Eddie Ertl, has a question, and he wants you to answer this one for us. Who did the original version of The Horse?
Of the who?
The Horse. He wants to know who did the original version of The Horse.
The James Boys.
Ooh, yes. You see, I would have given you another answer, but Eddie,
Jesse James wrote the song.
Jesse
and
James.
I suppose that's a phony baloney name, but nonetheless, Jesse James and the James Boys, who never did have a hit record, though they did do a couple of songs I really liked. And you know me, I'm an obscure record artist. I love the obscure hits.
You're an obscure person, too.
Yeah, thank you very much, whoever that was.
That was Eddie.
Eddie, wasn't it?
That was Eddie. That
what
was E.O.
Turkey.
Yes, he certainly is, but he's a great guy. Another part of this radio station. Jay, I sure am happy you called in tonight. Any special thoughts? Any one thing you remember about KFRC you'd like to share? I know it's probably tough.
All right, I'll tell you this much. I can't, at this point, you know, I just called you at the spur of the moment.
Yes.
But I don't have any one thing. If I had one thing that I'd like to mention to you, it would probably have taken me a week's worth of research to dig it up. But I would like to say that KFRC is one of those many stations, no, one of only two stations in my entire 19-year professional career that I wanted to work for that apparently I never will. The other was KOMA in Oklahoma City. And as a result, you people have been a great inspiration to me over all these years. I picked up a lot of pointers from you, if only from just listening to you on the radio. And then when I moved to the Bay Area 6.5 years ago and got to know some of you personally, and especially you, Duke, then I really felt as if I were a part of KFRC, though I was never officially employed there. So, as a person who has been influenced greatly by KFRC, all I can say is God bless you all, and a part of KFRC will always reside in me wherever you hear me. So, whenever you hear Jay Parker Antrim, whether it be on KSFO or KYA or wherever, remember that there's a bit of KFRC in what you're hearing.
You got it, buddy. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. Thanks so much for sharing that.
All right, Duke. Thank you, bud.
All right. We got the memories forever. It's a little after 11 o'clock at KFRC San Francisco. This is the Big 610, and we're going to continue to stay with you on the phones till midnight tonight. We are going to share our special song, We Filled the City with Heart and Soul, a couple of other special songs that I really wanted to play tonight, and a little bit more tape. But back to the phones we go in San Francisco, where a patient fellow by the name of Jim has been holding on. Jim's out in Hayward, is that right?
That's right, Dave.
Jim, tell me about your thoughts and at this very moment.
Well, it's sad to see it go, but like you say, all things got to move onward and upward. A little comment that Robert McCormick made that I heard Friday was when he first came to work for KFRC some years back. I guess everyone in the industry was their basic train of thought was everyone wanted to work at KFRC.
Yeah, that's for sure.
When he got the word that, you know, hey, we want you to come out and work for us, Robert. He said he didn't waste time coming out here to look around and see what it was and see what the station was like. He said, heck with that. Pack everything in the car and hit the road. He knew that's where he wanted to go.
Yeah, and Robert and I began working together just the time that he started. I started, I guess maybe a month or two before, and he was doing the all-night newscast. I was working the overnight show, and Robert and I had, we told a lot of radio stories back and forth and said, boy, we are so lucky to be here, and I still feel the same way.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's been a legend for 20 years, and now it's just going to start a new era.
That's right.
Being a legend.
That's right. Something new and exciting will happen tomorrow morning with Dr. Don. Jim, thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. We want to get to as many of you as possible. 478-KFRC, 1-800-KFRC-610 to share those memories of 20 years of the greatest radio station I think anyone will have a chance to hear. And all of those, like myself, get a chance to work here. And anyone got a chance to be part of this. And if you were fortunate to live in Northern California, be close enough to get our signal, you could hear this radio station. And a lot of people around the country that said, boy, I wish I could have been there to hear all the great radio that came out of this station. We'll continue to be here tomorrow morning at 6 to Joanne, who is on the San Francisco line. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good to hear your voice again. I'm sure you've got a lot of memories of the Big 610 over the years. I know you're a long-time listener.
Yes, I've been listening to it ever since I left home. And I want to tell you one of the moments I remembered from last year.
Okay.
It's when I won the stereo in the talent contest.
Oh, great.
When I had the choice of a Walkman or a stereo, my mother went and picked it up and, you know, picked up the stereo.
How does it sound? Is the stereo cranking out the music for you?
Oh, yes. It's working wonderful.
Great.
I mean, that's the biggest prize I ever won.
Well, we handed out a few prizes over the years. And literally millions of dollars in cash given away to people listening to the station. And we love doing it. It was a lot of fun. And I thank you for calling. Thanks so much, Joanne. Over to South City right now, where Diane also has been patiently waiting to say hello to us tonight on the Back Talk Show. Hi, Diane.
Hi there, Duke. How you doing?
Doing good tonight. We've got some champagne, and we're going to pop that baby here in a little bit and just celebrate the last few hours of one radio station and the start of a new station.
Well, I've had knots in my stomach ever since I heard the news over the news earlier this week on a TV station, and a lot of memories have been coming back. But I can remember my mother going absolutely crazy, saying, "Why do you want to listen to that junk in the morning?" And the main reason why I wanted to listen to this quote-unquote junk was because of my I call him my dear friend because I have talked to him so many times, but the good doctor in the morning would wake me up in the morning, and I can remember his very first day when every single school bus while I was in high school had it on the radio after he visited my high school, South San Francisco High, and I think I was one of the first three people backstage that got an autograph from him and also got a kiss on the cheek. And I finally managed to get into his studio a couple of years later and had him sign my yearbook for my senior year.
he's the one, the only, and he will be here tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Well, it'll be just wonderful to... I'm so glad that he will be with us at least for the rest of the year.
He'll be saying good morning and telling you what time it is and what's going on in traffic and lots of other stuff, and then playing some music that I think you're going to enjoy.
I think so, too. One question I do have, I do remember a very memorable newsman by the name of Dave Cook, who I believe moved to New York.
Yes, he did, and he is back in town.
He is.
Yes, he is. So you may be hearing him. Never know where or when. Where or when?
Hey, there's
a... There's a team.
How about Paul Frederick and his dog, Bayshore?
Oh, well, you do have some memories, don't you?
I sure do.
Well, thanks for sharing it with us tonight, Diane, and keep them all tucked away. Never going to forget the Big 610, are you?
Well, no. In fact, I have a couple of T-shirts. One that I got from Dr. Don after he gave me a tour. Another one from your rhythm thing where it says, get it on the front.
And the
45 on the back. And a couple of bumper stickers, or bumper Snickers, as Dr. Don always says. And I even have a couple of autograph cards that still has the KFRC call letters. And, sweetheart, I will never forget you or anybody else at that station. This is just terrific.
This is too much fun. I want to stop doing this. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right, you have yourself a good night.
Okay, you too.
Okay. Bye. One of the things that made this radio station special, always coming up with new innovative ideas and programming. One of the most innovative at all, we were the first radio station in the country to have a mobile studio that not only went to locations and parked, we were the first to take it out on the road and move in traffic. And probably people wondering, what are these people up to? I mean, putting on headsets, playing music, going down the streets of San Francisco. The very first time we did that sounded like this. And what we'll do is listen to this piece of tape. We're going to follow that with Scotty and the 610s and Ronell Lewis with a special song called We Filled the City with Heart and Soul. Are we ready to pop a little champagne and listen to a little tape? I think Colleen is... Your hand has been on that cork now for over like an hour and a half. I don't want to wait any longer, so we're going to do that. Pour a little bit of the bubbly. Listen to our first moving mobile studio broadcast, and then Scotty and the 610s and Ronell Lewis, and we built this city with heart and soul. We sure did on KFRC.
I'm Vicki Liliakis for KFRC, San Francisco.
Right now, as I speak unto you, I'm Jackson Armstrong on the radio. We are driving down the streets of San Francisco. I believe we're on, we're at the corner of what, Sutter and Montgomery, right along in there, and we're going to be all downtown throughout the day. We're going to drive around in the Sturgeon and give you live radio on the move at KFRC.
Make it jump.
610 KFRC, got to keep it tight all night. and keep it right. We are having a little champagne, a little celebration here. Scotty, Simon, and the 610s with Ronell Lewis. And we filled this city with heart and soul. You're the man that wrote the song, produced it. You're right here.
Yeah.
Scotty, you got the KFRC in February of
this year. Been an action-packed 6 months, Duke. It's been probably the most fun I've ever had working at any radio station in my life.
But like so many people, I know you've always told me this is one of your dreams to be part of 610. And
it's one of those stations that in the biz is just always has been respected and always will be a legend in the inner circle. The neat thing about working here that I found was the creative freedom that we've had here, and the ability to be spontaneous and do things that people don't expect the radio station to do. And that's
react to the moment, react to the public, and
that's what's made this radio station great.
Well,
absolutely.
It's been great here. We've got a lot of people starting to show up for this celebration. And at 3 o'clock this morning, I understand Jack Silver, who is somewhere around here. Jack Silver, he's getting ready. He's preparing a radio show. Is he in the cot in the special lounge?
Yes.
Yeah, getting is the 610 masseuse in there with him?
That's
taking
right.
care of him? Jack will be here if you want to give him a call early in the morning between 3 and 6. And then at 6 o'clock, of course, Dr. Don Rose, Joanne Green will be giving you the news. And then it's about 6:05 or so, Magic 61 will hit the air with something brand new in San Francisco radio. Over to Oakland, the East Bay, where Rick is really a trooper. He's been hanging in here. Rick, how you doing?
Very good.
All right.
Dave, we haven't talked before, I don't believe, but I've been around with KFRC's music since 1966, and in fact, we were just being forced off the air by Metro Media at that time over here in the East Bay at KEWB, which then became KNEW.
Sure, I remember listening to KWB in high school, and Casey Kasem and Gary Owens, Robert W. Morgan.
And a lot of good people.
Some real super talent, absolutely.
Yeah, well, they were able to train me. I was still in high school at that point, and I came out of there getting my license. Anyway, we've been doing some promotional work, and with the station the JPA works for, and this morning, people weren't wanting our bumper stickers. They were wanting KFRC material, and yesterday I did pay a visit to East Mob Mall and saw the final remote that Rachel was doing.
Yeah, well, Ronell, I'll tell you something else. In fact, Vicky Mann, who handles our all our promotional creative services here at 610, is the lady responsible for putting...
We're changing it to marketing director.
To marketing. Marketing director of 610. With logos and everything else, and everything you see is certainly due to her efforts.
We did pass out a few buttons for you. Listen, that's a beautiful GMC now. Are you going to have to repaint that, or are you changing your call letters or not?
Oh, we don't know. I see a paintbrush here and some paint.
Yeah, we get to keep it, but it gets to be repainted.
We will, yeah, we'll give it a new look.
A new look, huh?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you all, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks so much for calling, Rick.
All right, you take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Hanging in there. Okay, down to Fremont, longtime loyal 610 fan, Darlene.
Hey,
and it can only be one, the only. Hey, Darlene.
Hey, Dave. Hey, everybody there.
You got a lot of fans here. I think you got more fans around here than I do.
No, that would never happen.
Well, Darlene, I know this has got to be a special night for you. And tell us some of your special memories of the Big 610, because I know you've been listening loyally for a long time.
Well, I think my memories are far more than you have time for here, but you know I've been gone. I've been on a vacation to London.
Yay!
That I won from KFRC, and I came back today to this.
You're kidding.
Oh, is this your first day back, Darlene?
Yes.
Well, did you have a great trip?
I had a great trip, but just the shock when I got back, that moved from shock to something like anger.
Well, that makes two of us, actually a whole bunch of us. You had a great trip, and so did we. ours lasted a little bit longer, but they both were stunning experiences.
Well, I started listening in 1970, and this was the first station I listened to as far as contemporary, popular, top 40 music, or whatever you want to call it. And you know, it's all along with this Dr. Don, with the mobile studio, you know, more recently, and various and assorted contests and all the fun parties and different things like that. And when I heard this today, I said, now, no, this can't be. I've got the mobile studio. It's back. They've got a new bumper sticker, a new design.
And we have the mobile studio. We will be, and we have Dr. Don Rose, who will just change some of the music and some of the ways we do things around here. But basically, we will be on the air, of course, as Magic 61 in the morning. I thank you for calling, Darlene.
Well,
your special guest.
Your bumper sticker is staying on my car, and if it wears out, I've got another one.
That's what I want to hear. The one thing, of course, that will never wear out, of course, are the memories, and you're sharing those with us tonight. 478-KFRC, 1-800-KFRC-610. If you're outside the 415 area, we got some more tape, we got some more music, and of course we got your phone calls right after this.
Do me a favor, straighten out my wheels before they drive me up the wall, please.
Next time you need a wheel alignment, go to Goodyear. You know, different cars require different kinds of alignments, and at Goodyear Auto Service Centers, we can do them all, front wheels and, if necessary, rear. We have computers to align your wheels, and we guarantee the job for 6 months or 6,000 miles, whichever comes first. Just ask us for all the details. Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
Now, another great moment in recycling brought to you by Reynolds Aluminum Recycling Company. We're here in the laboratory of the famous scientist, Professor Einstein.
Yeah, I have the formula. C equals AR times bucks.
But what have you discovered, Professor?
I have discovered quick cash.
Quick cash?
Yeah, cash, bucks, moolah, boss, as you dance.
Well, then you've invented money.
Oh, no, Doomkopf. I discovered how to make cash fast. The formula is bucks paid times aluminum recycled equals cash.
Aluminum recycled?
Yeah, bring in cans, foil, and other aluminum products. Reynolds weighs them and pays you cash. The more aluminum you bring to Reynolds, the more cash they pay per pound. I'll be rich.
Oh, but I thought you were Einstein.
Yeah, rich Einstein.
Oh, I'd like to be rich. Say, aren't we related? Can I borrow some money?
Yeah, another discovery. The theory of relatives.
Join Magic 61, Reynolds, and 7-Up Saturday from 9 to 2 at the San Francisco Farmers Market, 100 Alameda Boulevard. Celebrate the 43rd anniversary of the market and enter to win a weekend for two at the Monterey Bay Inn, plus $100 in cash.
About another half hour of calls left because we're going to play some music and a little bit of tape. And after that, we go into some special programming. And at 3 o'clock, Jack Silver will be here playing music, talking to you on the phone. And at 6 o'clock, we become Magic 61. And they call it a classic weekend. This certainly is the best day. This is a classic weekend, a true radio classic. We go to the phones for someone who has been near and dear to 610 and part of our operation here for quite some time. Laura, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Duke. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you called us.
Yes, I just wanted to say it has been a privilege that I was able to start my radio career at KFRC. Working with professionals and working at a top station has helped me a lot. And I loved being a part of it, contributing to it, and I got a lot out of it.
Did you have fun? That's number one.
I had a lot of fun.
Well, that's what it's all about in this business. That's why we got into it. We want to have fun, and the people out there listening hopefully are enjoying as much as we are.
Yeah, there were a lot of great people on there. Fortunately, I got to work with a lot of legends in radio, including yourself. I remember Bobby Ocean taught me how to pull your carts, one of the first responsibilities I ever learned. That was a blast. Saturday mornings at KFRC was always a blast to work. There are a lot of great people there, Harry Nelson and Bill Lee and Jim Bridges, Tom Parker. Sandy Louie, my original boss, was on the air when I first started there.
Sure.
There's a lot of great folks.
Well, listen, thanks so much for calling, Laura, and best of luck to you. I know you're going to do real well in this business.
Well, thank you. Take care, Duke.
All right, thanks, Laura.
Okay.
Okay, over to, down to the South Bay. As Dr. Don would say, San Patty Jose. Dennis, how are you tonight?
Pretty good, Dave. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Back Talk on this very special evening.
Yeah, indeed. There's a couple things that I wanted to share. You know, I grew up in Grass Valley, California, up in the mountain areas. And
sure.
Quite often up there, the FM signals that a lot of people listen to today didn't reach. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in those areas that are going to miss the top 40 sounds from AM, KFRC. And I went on and drove school bus, and I wish I had a dollar for the thousands of miles I drove with the radio tuned to KFRC, which it is still today, and I'm sure those people are going to miss it because FM just isn't the same in a school bus or anything like that.
Well, you've got a lot of memories to carry around with you, I'm sure.
And one other thing, you know, I've kind of followed the history of radio quite a bit off and on, and quite often I get to stand in front of a very old radio receiver that was built in the 20s or 30s. And in those days when there was only 7 or 8 stations on the whole West Coast, they had just some buttons on the radio set and the call letters of the individual stations. And so many of them have changed today, and KFRC is one that has lasted through all these years And today there's a lot of radio sets with that KFRC still sitting on there.
Sure is.
And I'm wondering why the station has to change the call sign.
Well, there are, you know, those are the powers that be, and they have their ideas about what will be most successful for us, and that was some of the thinking that went into that. So, who knows? Anything could happen between now and whenever. Nothing is in concrete here.
I guess, but KFRC is part of San Francisco, it's part of California, and I'm sure we're all going to miss it.
Well, listen, I appreciate the call, and I'll tell you what, we are not going to stop changing times. We are changing with those. And we'll continue to serve Northern California.
And we'll continue to listen.
All right. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. In the city where Jeff is hanging on, is this Jeff on line four?
Dave, how are you?
Jeff.
Jeff Hollinger.
Jeff Hollinger. How are you,
Dave,
buddy?
Dave, I'm doing great. Listen, I can't believe
that. I know how long you've been listening to this station because I remember meeting you when you were just getting out of high school.
That's right. Yeah, you were an inspiration to help me get into radio, and you helped me get into a station here in the city back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, you know, what a truly San Francisco-sounding station KFRC was. I mean, really the epitome of San Francisco radio, especially when I first started listening, you know, 68, 69. Back then, God, the great jocks were working. Dick Saint.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Boy, they were like the early inspirations for me. And Dave Diamond did Afternoon Drive.
And the Diamond Mine.
The Diamond Mine, remember that?
Sebastian Stone.
Right. I remember the first time...
Leave no turn unstoned. That was his...
Yep.
That was his closing line every night when he left the air.
Or I remember the first time Chuck Browning came on. The Chucker came on.
Yeah.
About 1970.
That's right. There have been some great people.
Boy.
Charlie Van Dyke, one of the great voices in radio.
Charlie Van Dyke was great. Yeah. Great back then.
I'm glad you brought up a good point, because so many people in radio over the years, and they go to conventions around the country, and people from out of town, that's one of the things that they say when they come to San Francisco. They turned on 610 KFRC. They knew they were in San Francisco, and that really,
I
think, is the sign of a great radio station. In certain cities, when you turn to certain places on the dial, you know when you're in Chicago and New York, et cetera, and this was our legacy here at KFRC, and we'll continue to do that.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Jeff.
Take care.
You've been a friend for a long time. I appreciate it. Over to Martinez, where, these people have been hanging on patiently for quite a while. We want to get as many of you on as possible. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How about you?
Pretty good tonight. This is a special evening that will go down in radio history, and one certainly that I will never forget.
Yeah, well, this is the point. I just wanted to share special memories with you out there. And the way I turned on to KFRC was when I was about 6 or 7 years old, we went down to L.A., and I always listened to the station called the Mighty 690. And then as we went back into the Bay Area, I noticed that the station was gone. So then I happened to turn on KFRC, and it played great music, just like the Mighty 690 did. So then ever since, I've been listening to KFRC, and when I went to school, I always... You can say lip sync before I went to school. You know, it's like a real high for me, and I just wanted to tell you that to all the people out there.
Great, I'm sure glad you did. Thanks so much, Sean. Have a great night, and thanks for being with us all these years. And stick around, okay? All right, over to Castro Valley, where Steve is going to get on to say a few words to us now and tell us about his memories of the Big 610. Hi, Steve.
How you doing tonight, Dave?
Welcome to Back.
I remember. Growing up in the 70s, I was listening to KFRC a lot, and when I was back at Spoke a couple years back, I was in a broadcast, and I had a chance to do an interview with one of the two great personalities you've had at that station. That was Marvelous Mark McKay.
Sure. Well, we played part of his tape here tonight.
Yeah. He was a good inspiration towards me. And
he's still doing well. He's in Kansas City, doing very fine at programming a station, B95 in Kansas City.
Yeah, I remember he was back for the anniversary special.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good to hear him.
Well,
anyhow, he was really good with me when I did the interview with him.
Yeah, he was one of those special people that did that for a lot of people, including yourself. And I thank you for calling so much, Steve.
Okay.
Okay, have a great night.
All right, you too, Dave.
All right, to Sacramento, the capital city. Lynn, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Good, thanks for calling us tonight at KFRC for our special 20th anniversary celebration.
Oh, you guys are more than welcome. I just wanted to share a couple things with you. I've been listening to KFRC since forever, I think. I'm 22 now. My dad used to listen to it. I remember him, and my grandparents also listened.
It's a family tradition.
You betcha, and I'm really sorry to see you guys go out. I just want to share one more memory.
We are not going. We will be here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
Some of the music is going, but we'll be here.
I just wanted to share just one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
On my 19th birthday, I called in, and I requested Dr. Don to play Hey 19, and he did for me, and I was real happy. And I just
Played your request? Oh, no, he would always play your request.
Of course. And I just wanted to say thank you, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
We love you. Okay, Lynn. Also in Sacramento, Larry is on the phone with us tonight. Hi, Larry.
Just want to get on the phone with you and say thanks for the memories. I think that is exactly appropriate because that's what we have for this place. Both my wife and I, she grew up in San Francisco, and we spent some time with the station. I was an intern at USF and went through KFRC there. Just a marvelous opportunity for me. I remember Joe and Harati in particular, and drinking gallons of Dr. Pepper and election night coverage. I can remember her saying that night, my God, we're going to elect a peanut farmer for president. John Winters, I think, was there at the time, Robert McCormick, and Dr. Don. It was just a really great experience for me. We went over to his house for, I think, Shauna's party when she was going down to Los Angeles. He invited us over, his wife Kay, and called us up and asked us if we'd come along, and it was just fantastic.
It's really been a family around here. We'll continue to be that way.
That's exactly right. All the people down there were just very cordial to us and treated us very well. I remember Rick Shaw and John McFlanagan lived up the street from us, as a matter of fact. And I recall one of the special memories of the time they dyed his hair blue. Do you recall that?
Yes, he went down to his high school in San Jose. That's right. He said he would die for your school, and he went down to dye his hair blue for high school in San Jose.
And I remember the time Paul Fredericks, I think he put a call into a federal building. It was under siege in Washington, D.C. Got some great tape. One of the guys who was holding the gun on the people got on the phone with him. And had a national scoop on that story. Great newsman. And so I just wanted to call and say it's been part of the fabric of our lives, a real American Pie kind of experience, and I just loved it.
Well, I think your first comment, Larry, as the old Bob Hope song, his theme song would say, thanks for the memories, and it's certainly we thank people like yourself because you
exactly
made it happen for us. All right. Thanks so much, Larry. Have a great night.
Good night.
Thanks for calling us. We have to take a break or we continue? We will take a break. Okay, before we do that, why don't we just punch that up? A little bit of your Duke, and I think something I had to say about the weather one day, and then we can go into a break and come back and get more of your calls here on 610 KFRC.
Yeah, I was just talking to Lloyd Lindsay-Young just a little while ago. I said, Lloyd, in your many years as a professional weatherman, give me your opinion of what it's like outside right now. And he said, Duke, let me think about it. It sucks.
You own a chainsaw, right? Turn it into a great chainsaw with Oregon brand replacement cutting chain. Sharp, precision-made Oregon chain takes the hassle and hard work out of wood cutting, any wood cutting. Oregon chain is used by most of the world's chainsaw makers as original equipment. It's guaranteed to fit your saw. So turn your chainsaw into a great saw with Oregon. Oregon replacement chain is available at chainsaw dealers.
Well, we're about 29 or 28 minutes away from Bewitching Hour at midnight. We're going to take a break for some special programming we usually do at this time, some public affairs shows that we will run. And then at 3 o'clock this morning, Jack Silver will rejoin you. He will be live on the radio station with music to play. Rock and roll until 6 o'clock this morning. You'll be taking your phone calls. So if you want to get in the last few hours before we become Magic 61 and go on to a new innovative form of radio that has not been heard in this city for quite some time and some songs that I'm sure will bring back memories for lots of folks. Before we do that, we're going to take some more of your phone calls. And in the studio with me is someone that has a special memory of KFRC because at the time he was programming a radio station literally down the street, down the alley.
The
famous alley from KFRC. Tom O'Hare is here, and Tom has been in San Francisco radio since Well, you want to say when? 19?
No. Yeah, about that.
19 whatever, but we know it's in this last couple of decades for sure. But you guys, at the time, it was KSAN. And,
it was KSAN, yeah.
Album,
we were right down the alley.
The Jive 95?
Yeah, we were right down the alley on Sutter Street.
Yes.
From you. And the ratings books came out that we all live and die by. And it was the first time that an FM radio station had really scored important in a top market. And we were going nuts. We didn't expect to do it. Nobody did. And streaking was popular at that time. And always being the trendsetters, we decided that we'd celebrate a little bit. Then we decided, wait a minute, we could just run right up the alley from across Sutter Street and right up the alley and in the back door of KFRC, who we'd just beaten in the ratings, and run through their nude. And some of us did exactly that. We had little signs hanging on.
Yeah, we were playing Ray Stevens' The Streak, I think.
Yeah, it was a fad. And we did that, and it was probably one of the few times that during daylight hours there's been nude bodies in KFRC. But I think
when you went upstairs to the accounting department, they really were the ones that kind of like, they could never recover.
I cashed the check, it was good. But the thing that I want to say is that many years passed, and many, many radio things went down, and we've heard all these radio people here tonight, and many things went down. I met a guy named Jerry Cagle, who was a program director like myself, in some respects, only much crazier. And he said, to prove how crazy he was, he said to me in the mid-'80s, four years ago, so he said, listen, when everybody gets sick, I need somebody that goes on the air. And I understand you live kind of close to the station. I said, yeah, I do. So he said, okay, I'll call you sometime. And like 6 months went past. And like every radio guy, you're always sitting around in the shower, you're going, the big 610, right? Everybody wanted to work here.
Or in your car,
and you could always see, and the great guys, and they're all inspirational. And one day, Cagle called me, and he says, everybody's sick. You've got to work. And I went up, and I was going to get some sleep, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, a real serious time, 2 to 6, when only the real radio freaks are out there. And coming up on the microphone the first time to give a break, I'd probably worked as an announcer for over 20 years at that time. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I saw a headline. In my mind's eye, I saw a headline. O'Hare dies, heart attack, KFRC. And I thought, that's okay. And to say that.
I can relate to that one.
And having a good time competing against this station, both at Camel, which used to be the FM.
Yes.
And the vice president of financial with RKO that sold that off is no longer with the company and has a business taking the yellow wax buildup out of Walt Sabo's kitchen. And Walt has a lot of kitchens,
We've
too.
We've got more people on the telephones to go right now. Let's go over to line number 3 in San Francisco. Thanks, Tom. Okay, Sandy is in San Mateo. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Great. Good to hear from you.
I just wanted to tell you guys that you've been waking me up in the morning since I was a sophomore in high school at Hillsdale High in San Mateo. And I've laughed and cried a lot with KFRC. And I'm doing a lot of crying these days because I hate to see the call letters abandoned and see you guys, you know, kind of changing everything around. But they can take KFRC away, but they can't kill all the memories and all the special people.
Exactly true. And we are not going away, Sandy. We will start off with something brand new tomorrow, as I said before. We'll keep repeating because I think it's important. Different times require different types of radio. We are going into a new era that I think can be very successful for KFRC. And I think we keep the memories. They will never go away. And been some great radio and some great listeners like yourself, and I sure appreciate your phone call tonight.
Well, we sure love all of you, and we want you to know that, you know, there are a lot of listeners out here that care a lot, and we just want everybody to stay and everybody to keep going.
Great. Well, you'll hear a lot of the same voices, and we'll change some of the music, but a lot of what you remember will still be associated with 610.
Well, I'm still saving a button for KFRC.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
We love you, Sandy.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Out to Napa right now on the San Francisco line. Jay has been also patiently hanging in here with us tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Mr.
Good.
Schoen. I met you back in 1981. You came over to the Dell College radio station in Stockton, and you're Bill Bischofberger, one I worked with closely over the years until I eventually went to Vacaville. And a couple of years ago, I started an oldie show that I did on Saturday night, and in a way, listening to KFRC and the old AMKYA for so many years, it's kind of hard to hear that you're kind of, the letters are going and the format's going to change, but It's been wonderful. I've been listening to KFRC since 69, when Tommy Rose Dizzy was the constant winner on the Battle of the Hits.
And yeah, I remember we had a lot of battles over the years, the Battle of the Champion and the Challengers and all that. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up on that music a lot. I grew up with a bubblegum when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and it's kind of hung in there with me. And when I started doing an oldie show for a couple of years in Vacaville, you know, I'd always use those call letters in the same style as KFRC, KURC, you know, like that.
Sure.
And I really had a great time. And KFRC has been there a lot of my years in listening to radio, and I grew up with it, and it's kind of a prototype for when I was a disc jockey for a while. And I'm going to miss you guys, but I'm going to give you guys a try on Magic 61. I think it's going to be just terrific.
All right. Thanks so much, Jay. It will be, for sure. Thanks for calling. Out in Napa, that was Jay. We've got several more calls to take. We've got a few tunes we want to play. Behind working the controls here tonight, Albert Lord has a couple of words. You have a word for Tom here.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm hearing everybody talking about how much KFRC has influenced their life, and I want to tell you that I went to San Francisco State a little bit after you did. I won't mention the time. And just a few years behind that. And one of the things that influenced me most is a guy came into our radio class to do a lecture and talk about what he did, and it was Tom O'Hare. And I was kind of bored at the time, and nothing was going on really in my life. And here's this guy come in and talks about rock and roll. He had long hair and a hat, kind of hip and jive. And I said, now this guy is making money doing this. This is something that I want to do. So I changed my major and got involved really heavily into radio, and wound up getting a job here. You know, I started in the mailroom cleaning the bathrooms and doing whatever, and I was able to work with people like you and Les Garland and Michael Spears. And I'm going to tell you that some of my best times have been around you and this radio station. And I want to say thank you, not only to you, Duke, but to Tom for turning me on to a lifestyle and a whole trip that has just been, like, unbelievable. And to be part of this magic has been really something that I'll never, ever, you know, forget or be able to duplicate.
Great.
So,
well,
thanks
a
lot for the stroke.
I'm glad you said that, Albert, because I feel the same way. I don't think anyone around this place who has been near it for just a day, a matter of minutes, been close by, 610, walking by. You could probably feel the magic coming out of the radio. And we've got more magic on the way as Magic 61 debuts in the morning with Dr. Don Rose, who, you know, did something very nice when I got back. This was like every morning I would have to listen to what Dr. Don would have to say at 9 o'clock when we would change over. And this is one little last piece of tape that I wanted to play on the day that I came back after little Andrew Aaron was born. I got back into the station, and this is what it sounded like.
Oh my goodness. When it filtered down to me, I got the wrong name. Andrew Aaron. Andrew Aaron. Guess what Elvis Presley's middle name was. Either Aaron or Andrew. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a good guess. Cholin, how did you know? Now from KFRC San Francisco, Daddy Duke, Dave Cholin.
Yeah, thank you.
The dad, Duke Cholin.
Yes.
Feels so good. A father is the person who has to endure childbirth without an anesthetic, right? Yeah, well, I understand that one. Listen, Don, I want to play this one especially for the Duchess. Listening carefully, this one's for you. No, Dad could not stay away from the music, but listen. Yes, I did have a little baby boy along with the Duchess. I'll do anything to get another listener for this program.
And that's the way it sounded coming back, and we're going to share some more memories. We've got about 20 minutes or so before we close it off for this part of 610. And then this morning, Jack Silver, 3 to 6, will be playing some rock and roll. And then we go into Magic 61 at 6 o'clock with DDR. We get several people hanging on the phone. We're going to get to those calls, get to a couple of tunes, and some special final thoughts from your Duke at KFRC.
Hello?
Somebody stole my bike.
Oh, what happened?
My bike was on the rack.
Johnny's lost more than his brand new bike. When a youngster loses something to theft, he also loses a little of his faith in human nature, and that is worth protecting with a Master Lock. In a world that's rough, Master hangs tough. You'll find Master Locks in stores everywhere, and now look for the special back-to-school sale display. Master Locks, known for being tough under fire.
Tired of junk food in a defunct mood? Well, there's no need to feel alone. Don't go wayward, come to Hayward for the best zucchini ever grown.
Learn everything you always wanted to know about zucchinis, but were afraid
Community Park in Hayward. It's the Hayward Zucchini Festival. Over 200 crafts, arts and food booths, the Kids Carnival Classic Corner, a wine tasting event, two stages with live entertainment. And there's more, much more, like a bodybuilding preview, a car show, and of course, contests for the largest, smallest, shiniest, ugliest, and heaviest zucchini. And each zucchini prepared every way known to mankind. Call the Hayward Zucchini Hotline for more information at 581-4364. 581-4364. And make plans now for a zook of a time. August 16th and 17th at Kennedy Park, north of the Hayward Air Terminal in Hayward.
I'm looking at you, and I like what I see. It's Supercuts looking good.
At Supercuts, we're professionals. Cutting hair is all we do. So we make sure we do it better than anyone else. And every cut is just $8, with no appointment necessary. So looking good really is easy.
And now I'm looking at me, and I like what I see. Supercuts, looking good, so easy.
Visit any of the 40 Supercuts in the San Francisco Bay Area. See your telephone directory for the Supercuts location nearest you. At Supercuts, we cut hair for men, women, and children.
All right, 610 KFRC and Dave Chauvin and Back Talk on an evening that I know all of us are going to remember for a long, long time to come. I've got some things to say before we do that. We're going to go to the phones. We've got a few more callers. I've got a couple of tunes I want to play. Reggie out in San Bruno, how are you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, Mr. Chauvin.
I'm sure glad you took time out to give us a phone call here tonight.
I had to, man. It's been a long time. We've actually talked, and
it sure has.
We did a lot of stuff at the mobile studio.
Oh, we had some good times, didn't we?
Did we?
We partied down, and we will continue to do that.
That's why I had to call, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here with my Air Team shirt on.
All right. Well, listen, partying fools like ourselves never stop. Now, you spent a lot of time working for Bill Graham.
That's correct, yeah.
At Winterland and various other spots. And, of course, you worked for us in the mobile studio. Any special moments out there?
I can talk about hours for all the special moments we had with the mobile studio. I know one of the biggest ones I could think about is when we would drive around with the mobile studio and had a plane in the air and just going around and everybody working together trying to make that show go on. And like, I know one time we were with McKay out at the county fairs, and someone went down with the mobile studio, and he got real upset and left. And then he decided to come back.
He probably did that a few times.
We knew all about McKay, but he was a good guy, and Bill Lee, he was a great guy. I loved working with him. And, of course, our famous Kravitz sisters.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Reggie, I'm sure glad you called because you were part of one of the some great times at KFRC.
I was listening when Harry called.
Yeah.
And
he's doing
right.
Real fine.
He was right. You know, when Cagle was there, it was crazy.
We had some great times. Buddy, I appreciate the phone call, and don't be a stranger.
Hey, well, I got to come down to the new studio, but I'm going to be down there to see y'all real soon. And good luck with everything.
All right. Thanks, Reggie.
Hey, no problem.
All right. 610 KFRC continues. We got a few more calls to take before we do that. Let's listen to Scotty and the 610 one more time, because Scotty and the 610s did this song. We played it all weekend long, played it a few times tonight, and I think it's appropriate before midnight that we get to this one more time. And this one is really for all of you, and I know the song is going to mean a lot. I won't forget you. 610 KFRC. I'm going to hear that one in my mind for quite a long time. This is Dave Sholin. The show is Back Talk, and that's Scotty in the 610s, and I won't forget you, 610 KFRC. A couple of more calls, one more tune I want to play before midnight, so let's get back to the phone down in San Jose and say hello to Doug. Good evening. Welcome to Back Talk on the Big 610, Doug.
Hello, Dave. I just wanted to say, KFRC, thanks for the memories. I've been an avid contestant, and I've won thousands of dollars from you guys. And it's been great, and I really enjoyed that. And I hope that you guys have contests on your news station.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're gonna have contests, have a lot of fun. The music will change, and it'll be something that I think is very unusual, something you don't really hear on radio. And I think it's about time the radio station does that. It will be part of Magic 61, and Dr. Don Rose kicks it off tomorrow morning, a little after 6 o'clock, at about 6 hours and 10 minutes from now.
Great.
Exact.
Well, I grew up listening to KFRC, and it's been great. And one of the special things that I remember was when I was in school, which you guys helped me finance. I was in San Luis Obispo, and you guys were giving away turkey dinners with the DJs.
Yeah.
And my roommates didn't believe that I could win. And down in San Luis, I called in and won.
Who did you go to dinner with?
I don't remember.
Well, it must have been one of our real memorable personalities.
I do remember I won 610 records from you guys once. Uga Chucka Buell.
Oh, yes. Chuck Buell was here for our 20th anniversary celebration back in February, and he's in Denver. He's left Denver. He went to St. Louis. He's now in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Lou.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the memories.
All right. Thank you for calling us tonight, Doug.
Okay.
All right. Doug in San Jose. One last caller. We're going to get to Tiburon right now, go over to Marin. And Bill, you get the last word here tonight.
Well, it's great. I just listened to everyone call tonight. I had to call in and just say a couple final words. Not only have I been a listener for all these years, but finally getting out of school, I had a chance to work for the Big 610. And I actually had the last mobile studio remote this afternoon. And like you said, it's not going to stop. But I just want to say thanks to a few people, Vicky and Mike and Colleen and the mobile crew, Kent, and working closely with Brian Ray and Rennell and Bobby Ocean. And they're all just great. And I hope I have a chance in the future to work with Magic 61. But I just wanted to have a chance to say hello and just say it's been great. And I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, you're a good man, and I thank you for calling, Bill.
Well, you guys have a nice evening.
Thanks for all your help. We sure will.
All righty.
All right. We're going to take one final break here. I'll come back and offer my final thoughts on the last 20 years and what's gone on tonight. And play one very special song that I really think sums it all up on 610 KFRC.
This summer, there's a new way to save money when you go Greyhound. Introducing the $59 Money Saver. Just $59 can take you anywhere Greyhound goes, and that's just about anywhere you want to go. It's just one of the many money savers Greyhound has going. But remember, there's an advance purchase required and some restrictions apply. So call or stop by for details. Because there's never been a better time to go Greyhound. And leave the driving to us.
Today's subject, the persona of the flower shop. And we're here with Harold Hoogasian of Hoogasian Flowers. Come on, Harold, the persona of the flower shop? You're kidding, right?
Yes and no, Jane. The shop itself has no persona. It's just another building. It's what's in it that makes the persona. Yeah. At our Lombard Street shop, we have a new refrigerator. We call it Reefer Number 2.
Reefer Number 2?
Well, seems a bit impersonal.
I'd say so, especially for a place like Hoogasian's.
Well, during August, we invite anyone who's listening to come on in, meet Reefer Number 2, and suggest a new name.
How about Irving?
Hey, why not? In fact, if anybody suggests a new name, we'll give them a free rose.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, let's make it a contest.
Okay.
The person who suggests the best name will win Hoogasian Flowers for a year.
I like it.
Of course, I'll pick the winner.
Who else? Hoogasian Flowers. Come on in any day in August and rename Reefer 2.
We're open every day on Lombard. If they can't remember,
Hoogasian Flowers, 1674 Lombard Street in the city. Dial 885-4321 or find them in the yellow pages under FDD Florist. That's Hoogasian Flowers.
And this is your Duke, Dave Sholin on 610 KFRC. Listen, I got here, let me clock on the wall. Is that true? It can't be. I got here at 6 o'clock tonight. I got to tell you, this is, without question, the fastest 6 hours. Well, it's 5 hours and 54 minutes to be exact, but the fastest 6 hours I have ever spent in over 22 years of doing radio. This one really slipped by, and I know a lot of people are still calling in. The phones are still going wild. We could probably, I'm sure, without question, continue doing this
till probably the end of time and keep taking these calls, but there's some point where we've got to stop, and I really thank you all for calling. If you would like to call in during the week, share your thoughts with me, feel free to do that. And, of course, when Magic 61 kicks off tomorrow, Dr. Don will be on the radio. I'm sure he'll be asking for your thoughts and comments on how we can make this radio station better than ever before on a brand new day and a brand new era in San Francisco radio with the debut of Magic 61. But this evening has merely been devoted to 610 KFRC, sharing memories with all of you. And I was thinking just the last 3 or 4 days, because I knew I was going to be doing this show, and say, how do I thank all the people that I've worked with here over the years? And I realized that it's just an impossibility. If I began the list, I would be, I would never stop thanking so many folks, but they know who they are. Friends of mine, they will continue to be that way. And as we said all evening, the one thing to really keep in mind is that the memories do not go away. I want you to keep them all, and don't forget the great moments of radio that 610 KFRC has brought you and will continue to bring you. And there's a little lump in my throat, and I start to, the heart starts to go. But I thought about one song, the one song that I wanted to play before it was all over. And there's so many choices when you have thousands of titles. But I heard Jack Silver play this song yesterday afternoon as I was listening to him on the radio. He'll be on, of course, this morning at 3 o'clock. Heard Jack play the song, and as I listened to it, even though I've heard it many, many times, the words really said to me exactly what I want to say to you, because the song really sums it all up. Because the people I really want to thank are those of you that that called, that tried to get through, that have been listening to the station for the last 20 years, that have made us the legend. Because without the listeners and the support of the people like yourselves, none of this would have been possible. You made it possible. You're all friends of ours. You will continue to be. And we love you, and that comes from the heart. And this is the song that says it, by Dionne Warwick. And that's what friends are for. From 610 KFRC. Let's listen.
I should ever